CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
So Melanie, did you get a chance to see a movie this week?
I did.
That's great.
And a little surprisingly, I did not go to see the blockbuster. Either blockbuster, either Godzilla or Rocketman, simply because I don't actually think I'll see Godzilla, but Rocketman I'm saving for when we can go with some friends who are free.
Okay.
So, but I'm not worried about that because I can talk a little bit about it anyway, and because it is a monster movie, not like Godzilla monster, but like huge movie, it'll be there for a while in English.
Oh, that's good.
In both languages, I feel confident about that. But what I did go to see is a movie called The Biggest Little Farm.
Oh, okay.
And it's an award-winning documentary, but if that term turns you off, you say, documentary, it's wonderful. It's something that, quite honestly, we should all see. It was a fluke. And it was a fluke for a couple of reasons. One, I had invited some friends to go with me to see Booksmart.
Okay.
Which was the one I thought I was going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, is only there for another, frankly, by the time you hear this, it won't be there anymore, I believe. So if you haven't seen it, then you probably won't see it until it comes to Netflix, or you can download it somehow. And that one actually is getting very good reviews. It's considered like one of these coming of age movies that is really well done and original and creative and has a lot going for it. I didn't see that one, but the one that I did see, The Biggest Little Farm, is terrific. It is a movie about a farm, and the people who started the farm in about 2011 or 12, I think, and how it got going and what makes it special. As it turns out, it's a couple, and the husband, whose name is John, is a cinematographer and other things. And he and his wife have been living in, a small apartment in Malibu. And they ended up getting a rescue dog. The rescue dog was so unhappy when they left to go to work every day. He would bark nonstop. They got evicted.
Okay.
But they had already kind of been talking at some length about, let's ditch this and go and see if we can make a go of it on a farm. So they found a place, apparently 40 miles north of L.A., and started a farm. And I won't go into great detail, except that it does cover 7 years of the farm. And it was so entertaining and so enlightening in many ways about how to make a go of farming when you're very small. I think it was 200 acres. And unlike many farms today, which kind of specialize in one thing, and then they may have like 1,000 head of cattle or something along those lines, these folks wanted to do something mixed, variety of different crops and so on. It's only an hour and a half, and a chunk of that is cartoons, which are just wonderful. These little animations that really enhance it. But I was totally absorbed for the whole time, as were my companions. And we sort of, when we came out, we said, wow, that was something else. And we're looking at food in a new way and looking at,
it's
just like, this is one that people should see. The one caveat that I made note of. And then when I read some reviews earlier today, there was at least one reviewer who said the same thing, like, this was fascinating and tremendously interesting, but we were a little concerned about how they were actually able to finance this place.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to buy the place, which I have no idea how much that would cost, but then the actual farm itself was totally derelict and they needed so much work. And all the work, of course, required money. Mm-hmm. to get. That was not glossed over, but it wasn't a big feature of the movie.
Okay.
And yet this other reviewer and I were thinking, I wonder how they handled the financial end of things.
Mm-hmm,
they did find backers because it was going to be not just, you know, a little farm for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a commercial enterprise. And they did find some people to give them money. And in some cases, they got free or almost free help. But still, there was this kind of little niggling, I wonder what they're leaving out of this terrific movie.
Mm-hmm.
Having to do with the financing. But having said that, go see the movie. Pay no attention to the website online where it says French, and
okay.
It has mm-hmm. and it has the title in French. It's called in English. It's a big little farm or the big little farm.
Mm-hmm.
In French, it's une ferme plus grande que nature, which is, you know, okay translation, but it's actually called a big little farm or the biggest little farm, something like that.
Okay.
It says French. It is subtitled in French, but the movie, in fact, is English.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what your language you're comfortable with, you can go and see this movie and totally enjoy it. The other quibble I have is I don't always look on my computer, the Maison de Cinema site on my computer. Sometimes I just look on my phone because there's a Maison de Cinema app.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you go on the app, and it's basically list of movies and times, mm-hmm. they don't have all of the movies and times.
Oh, okay. That
and they
very
didn't
handy.
Have this one.
Mm-hmm.
It was fortunate that a friend of mine heard about it, went online on a big computer and found out all the information. But then I went on my phone and I said, I can't find it, period. Mm-hmm. It's just not there. Anyway, so it's not my phone. It's mm-hmm. That's the problem. It's the fact that whoever is looking after their website, both for ordinary sized computers and for phones and tablets and things like that, just they've missed the boat somewhere and just don't have all of the movies there. The other movie that again I didn't see. And that was at least partly because I didn't know it was there, is called Amazing Grace, Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
This is another mm-hmm. Highly regarded, award-winning film about, of course, Aretha Franklin. And again, awards up the yin-yang. It's just doing so well. And if you just go onto the Maison de Cinema app on your cell phone, it's either impossible to find or it's extremely difficult to find. I couldn't find that.
Okay.
What they have listed is, of course, the blockbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin, still there.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend it. It's in English. What else do we have here? Godzilla, of course, is still there and probably will be for a while in English. John Wick, the third of the John Wick series, still there. And here's, interestingly, one that's doing quite well is called Ma, M-A, featuring a really talented black actress who has never played in a horror movie before. And it's a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she is actually the horrific aspect of the horror movie. So that's one that you might want to check on, if you are kind of a horror fan. I think it is probably a good film of the genre, and it's certainly getting good reviews. the Pikachu, the Detective Pikachu film, the Pokemon film, still there. Of course, Rocketman is still there and likely to be there for a while. I did, just for fun, go to the Rotten Tomatoes site to see how these various films were faring. Rocketman has 91%.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And when you kind of break that down, you know, sometimes you find that the critics and the general audiences differ wildly mm-hmm. in their appreciation of a film. Sometimes mm-hmm. the critics say, oh, this is the best thing since sliced bread. But the audiences are saying, ooh, you know, boring.
Exactly.
But for Rocketman, the critics, 273 of them, gave it 91% approval.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the audiences, and they looked at 8,000 of these questionnaires, 88%.
Okay, that's pretty close.
So audiences and critics love Rocketman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little critic consensus. It's going to be a long, long time before a rock biopic manages to capture the highs and lows of an artist's life like Rocketman. So I am truly looking forward to seeing that, and I will be seeing it probably in the next few days, and I can talk about it mm-hmm. next
That's
Wednesday.
Good.
Yeah. One another thing that I've read about it, there's many comparisons between Rocketman and Bohemian Rhapsody, mm-hmm. which focused on right. Freddie Mercury and Queen, mm-hmm. and in Rocketman, unlike Bohemian Rhapsody, there is a fantasy element, and I can't tell you where that shows up because I haven't seen the movie yet, but that seemed to be one of the principal differences between the two movies, which on the face of it you would say these are pretty similar, is that Rocketman is it's got something extra mm-hmm. to it. So go see that one. You probably don't have to rush to see that one simply because it is it's going to be there for a while.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, don't mm-hmm. think that if you don't catch it this week, you won't catch it, because that's not true. The others, John Wick, which I saw and spoke about, is doing, or has done really well with critics and audiences, 90%. I mean, it's like way up there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And there's a few movies that will be starting shortly at the Maison de Cinema. As I mentioned last time, this is the season when there's many, many blockbusters opening up.
Yeah.
Many blockbusters, which is why it's possible that this much, you know, much less high-powered little film that I saw about mm-hmm. the farm, it's not going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So if it intrigues you, and it should, then I would say go and catch it as soon as you can. Otherwise, it'll be gone.
It probably will. Yeah.
It'll be gone. Mm-hmm. And it is actually, it's one that you could wait for it to somehow show up on your TV.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's good on the big screen.
Yeah.
To see the farm. And it's...
Can I imagine?
It's a bit of... It is an eye-opening movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's coming up? We have a movie which I frankly know nothing about, but it's coming in both French and English on Friday. When you're listening to this, called Dark Phoenix. I actually don't know anything about that, so I can't discuss it except to say, yes, it's coming on Friday. But another one that is coming on Friday in French and English is The Secret Life of Pets 2. I loved The Secret Life of Pets 1.
Mm-hmm. So you probably loved it.
So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this one. I just laughed and laughed. I thought it was so funny. So I'm thinking that this one is also pretty funny and clever, and you know, you just, you know, turn off your brain and mm-hmm. enjoy the movie for what it is. And let's see, the next English language film that's coming is only coming a week from now, so it'll be on June 14th, and that is Men in Black.
Okay, Men in Black.
Okay. And as it turns out, one of the men in black is a woman in black mm-hmm. in this edition. So again, the first, I think two, there were at least two, were great. They were great fun, and again, you know, just sit back and enjoy. So I have a feeling this one will be quite the same. But if you want to see something quite fun, and beginning on Friday, we have The Secret Life of Pets and Dark Phoenix. If we quickly have a look at it. Nope, I don't know anything about it. So, okay. I'm not sure if it's a horror film or just a dark drama, but anyway, it will be coming to the Maison de Cinema. So I think not a whole lot more to say. Just don't be deterred if you see that this, the biggest little farm is in French, because it's not. It's in English. French subtitles, which are not bothersome at all, but it means that people who speak French can be sitting there enjoying it through the subtitles if they want. And if all you use to look things up is your cell phone, you just may not find it. So look on a bigger screen than your cell phone.
Yeah, that's something to be aware of.
And then make a point of going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remember, that it's $7. At this point, I'm not so sure what the actual cost is when you just walk up to the box office and say, I'd like a ticket. But if you buy the package of eight tickets, $56, $7 a ticket, no matter what your age is or what day you show up or how many people you're paying for, it's, you know, they're great.
It is.
Yeah. And I think there is actually a day, maybe Tuesday, when in fact the movies are either $7 or $7.50. But I highly recommend, especially if you like movies and you're going to go a few times, or you're going to go and bring your family, your friends, whatever, that you invest in the package of eight tickets.
Good. It's a good investment.
It is a good investment.
It is, especially with this weather lately.
Yes, wonderful thing to do on a rainy afternoon. And often there's many showings, especially when the movies are big budget and they're new, then you'll find many show times to attend. And occasionally in 3D. Not always. I'm not sure. Sometimes the movies are in 3D and the 3D version is only French. So, it's worth going to the movies, sitting in a dark theater with a big screen and popcorn and chocolate. It's definitely a good way to spend a rainy evening or rainy day.
It is. Okay.
Okay, so that's it for moi.
Oh, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.